Hello. Hello, Saturday night listeners. This is Connected Up. And this is your host, Tom Edison. A 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And a radio show host. And a singer-songer recording artist. I'm the man who put the CD together, Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 philosophical social commentary songs available through my bio on the radio. You go down to my show, click on my name, and there's the mailing address. I'm asking for a $10 donation. All you have to do is request a receipt for a political donation, and you can get that money back when you do your taxes. So the CD will cost you nothing. Well, what more do you want than that, a CD for nothing? Well, that's the way to do it. And I'm the only presidential candidate ever running for president of the United States that has been willing to give people something for their donation. Everybody else just wants to take your money and give you absolutely nothing. And you should catch on right there. That's how much they care about you. You're nothing but a vote. They want to get you to vote for them, and of course we know they'll promise you everything to get that vote, and as soon as they get elected, they do whatever they please. They only listen to lobbyists. And as individuals, it's pretty hard to be a lobbyist. And that's the harsh reality. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. I've done it before, and I'm doing it again, because the people need to be offered something that's real. Which brings me to, hey, there's a lot been happening in the news. You can't avoid this, you know. We're all chatting about it here and there. Unfortunately, a few people got shot, but, you know, from what we heard, the deal is, you know, somebody got frustrated to the point he went out and decided he had to do something because he was that frustrated. And, you know, I don't advocate violence whatsoever. And, but I do know about my fellow human beings, and I know that they can get frustrated to the point where they'll do something they probably shouldn't have done. And, don't take this in the wrong way, but we need to talk the truth, because the truth is what matters in life. And indirectly, the U.S. Congress brought that event on themselves, because there was somebody 66 years old, and he felt that the government, certain people in the government, weren't paying any attention to what was important to him. And if you listen to that, somebody's going after somebody, because that's it, you know. Things are always happening. But unfortunately, you know, I listened to the commentary after the event was over, and I'm not picking on one of the people who spoke, Rand Paul. He happened to be interviewed, and he starts talking about, well, this baseball game is to get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. Well, let's talk a real conversation here. Playing baseball is not a realistic plan to break the logjam that the Democratic and Republican members of the U.S. Congress have gotten themselves into. Playing partisan politics has to stop. And playing baseball for a charity is not going to do it. And if they were doing their job as taking care of the people in the United States, nobody would have to be doing charities, because the government would be taking care of all situations. Of course, I've said it before and I'll say it again, too many people in authoritative positions are definitely not qualified to be making decisions. And that pretty much goes for the whole Congress. I mean, sure, there's a few good guys in there. I don't know, you tell me who they are. It's that bad. And but let's talk the real conversation here. That's their idea of getting their act together and becoming intelligent representatives of the people. It shows you how out of touch with reality these Democrats and Republicans are. In fact, I've said it before and I say it again. That's why I'm running as a write-in candidate, because political parties are the problem, especially powerful political parties. That's a fact, and they can't prove otherwise. You know, seemed like a good idea long, long time ago, but it's proved itself and played itself out to be nothing but bad news. What else has been happening in the news? You know, we got to talk about these things. I mean, something's wrong here. You know, we've all seen it was on that made the news. Now, how could a modern U.S. Navy military ship allow itself to get rammed by a civilian cargo ship? I mean, these guys are supposed to be monitoring what's going around. Thank God they weren't in the middle of a war, or they would have been taken. They would have been down in Davy Jones' locker now, if you know what I'm saying. Now, hey, it's beyond explanation. Well, I'm just waiting to hear the explanation for this one. You know, we can even joke around about it because it's that ridiculous. How could this even be allowed to? You know, we're the greatest military power in the world, U.S. government. How can we allow a military ship to get rammed by a cargo ship? I mean, was everybody on the ship preoccupied with games and texting on their cell phones? I mean, it's a possibility. Maybe we'll have to ban cell phones on military ships. I wouldn't put it past people. You know, that's how addictive the cell phone world has gotten now. You know, instead of paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing, everybody's on their cell phones. Or maybe the A1, the artificial intelligence mind-controlled realities of the secret world government, and yes, there is the secret world government, maybe their mind control abilities have gotten so powerful that they can put the whole crew asleep to where they're not paying attention. Well, it's got to be something weird like that. Otherwise, there is no logical explanation. You know, how could this happen? I'm just dying here that, not dying, but I just can't wait to hear what kind of an excuse the people in charge are going to come up with for this accident happening that should have never happened. And this is a call-in radio show. I mean, people shouldn't be shy. The name of the show is called Connect the Dots. There's got to be a few people out there besides myself and a few other people I know personally that know how to connect the dots. And, of course, that's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, to teach people how to connect the dots, show by example that there's a lot of things to connect. And once we start connecting the dots, we see that, wait a second, what's going on here? This world is out of control. And the people, like I said already, the people in authoritative positions are definitely not qualified to be making decisions, but they've got the authority, and they're wasting it, or they're allowing themselves to be mind-controlled via bribery or other things like subliminal suggestions. And that's why you want to buy my book, because it mentions all the many, many types of mind control, because that's how all the bad things are happening. People are being controlled to do stupid things, and boy, people are stupid, apparently. In fact, I think that's the word out across the whole universe. Man, come to Earth and mind manipulate the most stupidest, gullible people in the universe, because apparently we you want to talk about, it's 1 a.m. here on the East Coast, if you're in Cali. California, that is. It's only 10 p.m. But out on the East Coast here, Saturday Night Live already did their little skit at the beginning of the show. And isn't it funny? They had the Alec Baldwin doing his classic interpretation of President Trump. And he's talking to the military people, and he's talking about the aliens are invading our world. Well, that's pretty close to the truth now. And I had a laugh. It was hysterical. The military people say, how do you know that, Mr. President? He says, oh, the aliens have been here for over 100 years. You know, it's a known fact. And now they're attacking us, you know? And the military people playing the general, they said, well, on what basis of did you get this information on, Mr. President? FBI, CIA? He goes, no, InfoWars, Alex Jones, you know? You can always trust a man who takes off his shirt, you know? And we need to check out these recruits that are standing amongst the military here. That woman over there, she's an alien. And he points out another one. They go, well, no, not me. And then the aliens show up. Everybody starts reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And Trump, he's mumbling something else. He doesn't even know it, which is pretty funny. And then the guys dressed up as aliens pop in, Saturday Night Crew cast, and they only got three reptilian fingers. It was pretty funny, you know. You got to check it out if you're out in California when it comes on. I guess it comes on at 11:30 out there, just like it does here on the East Coast. But I seen it already. It was hysterical. And President Trump, you know, it's pretty much telling the truth in this comedy skit, or Alex Baldwin is telling it. Hey, the aliens have been here for ages, basically, you know. pointing out the authority on telling us this is Alex Jones, and he is certainly one of the people that make mention of these things. Though there are numerous other people on late night radio shows, this is one of the shows that, hey, this is the show to talk about these things. In fact, if you're listening in the New York metropolitan area, tell your friends this is the show to listen to on a Saturday night in the New York City area, because the big popular AM show that talks about these things during the week, they don't get the broadcast here in New York on a Saturday night. Now they've got the cancer doctors taking over the whole airwaves about how to tell you that they've got the way to cure you with their chemo and you name it. Well, let me just change the mood here with a stupid joke, because sometimes the simplest, most childish jokes are the ones easiest to comprehend. And this is a classic joke. This joke is old as the hills, at least in the New York area here. And it goes like this. Even the little kids can understand this one. And it's educational, too, educational joke. There was a nickel and a dime on top of the Empire State Building. Now, the nickel decided to roll off and sail down and go splat on the pavement. Why didn't the dime? He had more sense. You can even call that a Vulcan joke. Logical. So anyhow, this is an educational show also. You know, besides connecting the dots, if you listen to this show, you're going to learn things, what's going on, that you'll never learn from the fake news media, as our president has coined it. And they not so much fake, they've been warned not to talk about this, not to talk about that, and consequently you get a small portion of reality of what's really going on when you turn on the boob tube with the major stations or the cable groups like CNN. What a worthless station, you know. And they milk a story to death, and they don't really talk about any good ones. They talk about, you know, mindless stuff, and they just milk it to death. But here's the story. Here's some factual things that are going on. Other radio shows allow people to talk about it, informed about what's going on behind our backs. For instance, right here in the United States, secret underground transportation systems already exist. Lengthy ones, and they're increasing these underground transportation systems at 15 miles a day times every tunnel boring machine that they are using to expand the underground transportation systems. What are they getting ready for? Wouldn't you like to know? Of course, the elite know, and they're planning for the big catastrophe that they anticipate is coming, and they're going to make it happen, whether you like it or not. Unless we can somehow talk them into coming to their senses, because they are being mind controlled to help destroy this world as much as possible. We want to do that, not of this earth creatures, the note creatures. And they have been. Saturday Night told us this this night in their beginning. Yes, they've been here for a long time, and they are getting ready to make their move, and they have all their proxies working for them, which are the visible world controllers, such as the banking systems, the ruling world families, the Illuminati, the Masons. Yes, they're included now, too. And what can we say? So we have all these underground transportation systems being built day in, 24/7, and you, the common people, are paying for these system, costly ventures that only the special world control groups have access to. They're, you know, building their place to hide when life above the ground turns into total chaos, which they are planning on doing. They have the plan. It's been working for a long time. That's another reason you need to buy my book, because I lay it out there black and white pretty easy. Plus, I teach you all these other things, and I show the pictures of realities that cameras pick up. These are realities. They're here at ground level. Things that fly around, luminous creatures, and I've captured them on 35-millimeter film. So you can't dispute it. Of course, that's one of the conspiracies I list in my book. I list 39. There's probably 100 ongoing conspiracies, but I had to stop. The old saying is you got to draw the line somewhere, because the book isn't just about conspiracies. But I felt at least 39 that I listed were important. And one of them is the digital conspiracy. You know, there was no reason to get rid of the analog signal. In fact, the analog signal, we all had clearer pictures. Those of us that didn't want to waste money on cable and were happy with regular free TV. Well, since they went to digital, not only has the signal gotten worse, unless you live right next to the transformer, but you can't believe what you see anymore. And, of course, that's what the conspiracy, the digital conspiracy, was about. We want to force everybody to go to digital. And they forced the broadcast companies to go to digital. They didn't allow them to continue broadcasting analog, because they wanted all the pictures out there in media to be ready for altering in case somebody put some damaging video out there that made the governments look bad or the world control people look bad. So remember that when you're watching the TV, seeing is not always believing anymore, because with a digital video signal, anybody who knows how to do it, and it's not that difficult, and you just simply take out the area of the picture you don't want and put in what you want, and it leaves no trace that it's been tampered with. So whatever you see on TV, seeing is no longer believing. In order, at least when you had people working with real film and or even analog broadcast, if there was tampering, there was evidence left behind there was tampering. That's why they're pushing everybody to go to digital cameras, you know? Because when you take pictures with those digital cameras, try to bring that to court, the judge can always say, well, wait a second, that's digital footage you have there. How do we know you didn't alter that? And so it can be disputed in court because you're bringing in digital footage. And, of course, it has people, the judges and the prosecutors and the defense lawyers really haven't caught on to that yet, but they ought to, because people are being duped again. You know, with digital technology, seeing is not believing, because it can be altered and you don't know they altered it. And there's no way to prove it either. Now, we shouldn't allow this to be happening. Well, let me just jump to something else again here, because I can jump all over the place because I am a knowledgeable person, and that's why I'm running for president. People need to be offered something real, an intelligent human being that knows what's going on behind the scenes and knows all the shams going on and knows how to walk into the situation and start making the changes that need to be changed. We can start with all the laws that are bad laws that are still on the books. I mean, I'll be frank, it's same old story with the justice system. It's not just, money and power rule the justice system, and the laws help people get away with things more so than whatever. Look at the Cosby trial. Now, let's face it, if it was just one person saying he did that, what he did, accusing him, we could say, well, maybe it's just one spiteful gold digger or something like that. But when you have this whole cavalcade of women, large group of women all saying the same thing, and it's all the same situation, date rape, we can't ignore that, and we can't allow old statutes that put a limitation on things that these are outdated laws, because in the new age here, the one we're in now, we have things like DNA testing that can prove that somebody committed a crime 30 years ago. We can finally catch up and prove that now. And so we shouldn't put a limitation. And we understand why women who have gotten raped by celebrities wouldn't want to come forward to it, because they knew that the money of this celebrity could make them look like they're the bad person, especially if it was one person coming forward. But the fact that all these women came out and decided that, you know, we need to tell our story, and this is a repeating story, well, you know what? There definitely does need to be another trial, and we need to allow the whole truth and nothing but the truth, as we always say, supposed to be that way. And we can't allow old, outdated laws and phony judges to say, well, we can't allow this information in a trial. Well, as soon as any judge says we can't allow this to be presented, you're taking the truth right there. And this needs to be talked out. And the law, we're the lawmakers. They need to change these laws immediately, you know? My opinion, just because so many people came forward, he's guilty. I don't care what you say. I don't even have to have a trial. Just the fact that all these women, if they just are allowed to tell their story, that's enough right there. And I don't think this guy even deserves a jury. I think the testimony should be given publicly by this woman, and the testimony alone should convict him. And he doesn't even deserve a jury when you have that many women all claiming the same thing. And on top of that, he already admitted that he had these drugs on him. And he already admitted committing adultery. You know, I don't know what's wrong with the prosecution that they're allowing him to get away with it just because he's a celebrity, please. Well, that's enough about that. They're going to retrial him. And, I think I've made some good points here. And, of course, the lawmakers, they don't want to lift a finger to do anything. They want to go out and play baseball, you know? Ridiculous. And talking about laws, again, that's why I wrote this book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, that's why the show is here, Connect the Dots, because we need to start connecting the dots, those of us that still know how to think, because many of us don't know how to think. Unfortunately, we have allowed ourselves to be brainwashed and manipulated by the mass media and the mind control realities and the mind control beings. You know, there's plenty of beings not of this earth that have telepathic abilities, and every human is capable of receiving telepathic communication. I talk about that in my book, and you should gain an understanding of who you are as a human being. They're not going to teach you that in public school because they want to keep you brain dead and just follow the rules and go along with the program. But in regards to laws, you know, I've got some great philosophical statements in my book. Let me quote from my own book here, Connect the Dots Theory. I make the statement, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And what's our legal system? Filled with inflexible laws. And that's why it's not really that just of a system. It'd be better than the rest, but it needs to be changed. The laws need to be changed. All these inflexible laws need to be gotten rid of and replaced with something that's more flexible. And people will respond to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And that's what we want. We want people to be responsive and get along, you know. And, you know, the scientists have been used, so-called scientists have been used to brainwash the public. You know, every time you hear the statement, well, scientists this, scientists that, scientists think. Well, when you say scientists think, that means they didn't prove anything. Then you're making a general statement, and who are the scientists you're talking about? The ones that don't know how to think? The ones that are incapable of proving anything even by their own standards? And I bring forth, I've said it on other shows, but I've changed the definition of proof to be more realistic. And equally, I make the statement in my book that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all those whose agenda is to disprove something. You know? You want to disprove something, you know, we need to question these people. Well, where's your proof? You know, you want to tell us, well, God doesn't exist. Okay, we'll prove he doesn't exist, okay? Don't just say, we have no proof God exists. No, there is plenty, actually, if you really do an investigation and you're honest about it. But, you know, atheists, hey, you know, you want to talk to conversation, well, that there is no God? Well, what I say to you is prove there is no God. And I think that'll end your conversation right there. Now, you know, people don't understand, you know, that you have to keep vigilance on whatever is going on around you. And you have to be prepared for bad things coming your way. When you stay prepared, that is your protection. Just like these guys on the Navy boat. They obviously weren't prepared. You know, they were in a dream world or on the cell phone or something, you know. And I've got a lot of intelligent statements and conclusions in my book, Connected Dots Theory. And one statement I make, it says, I'll read it right off the page here, out of my book. And this is out of chapter 4, as to why things are the way they are. And chapter 4 clearly explains why. And there's this paragraph, it says, Connect the Dots Theory, that's my book, Connect the Dots Theory, concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of mankind, the adversaries of the good people, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And this is exactly what has happened to the United States. No sooner than we broke away from Great Britain, wrote our Constitution, had our Bill of Rights written, and started to get down to forming our federal government, the wheels were in progress to tear us down already, and we weren't paying attention. And by the time we had the second U.S. president, who got away with convincing the Congress to make laws that limited free speech. You know, with the second president of the United States, people were jailed and fined for talking against, simply not agreeing and talking against our second president of the United States. Is that unbelievable? Luckily, the law was written that upon the election of the next president, the law would dissipate unless reinstated. And when Thomas Jefferson finally got elected president, you know, he allowed that law to dissipate. But here we are in our infancy. The second president of the United States had the audacity to limit free speech. Well, we just had freed ourselves from over control. And here was the second president. Now, why would he do that, you know? And as usual, it's some form of mind control, whether he was mind controlled by demons, and yes, spiritual demons do exist. They're invisible. They use telepathic communication. It's real easy to do. In fact, plenty of humans know how to do telepathic communication. You know, we're all capable of doing it. You know, you're not told about that when you're growing up because the powers to be don't want you to be aware of your individual powers and your abilities. They want to keep you a mindless worker slave. It's been going on since the last 300,000 years when mankind was enslaved by none of this earth creatures. It's in the Sumerian records, clay tablets, historical records. You know, luckily, in the last century, I think it was the 1970s and 80s, a lot of these things were deciphered by people who could read this cuneiform type language, and books were written. and the historical record was discovered. But there was other people making discoveries in the last century. In fact, so much information was revealed to the human race in the last century. Basically, we don't have to even find out any more information, except the information is being kept from the general public, and the people who have control of this information, basically, they don't promote it for various reasons. And, of course, the news media is warned not to investigate these things, not to talk about certain things. And they play along, like the media will never tell you about the underground transportation systems. Never. And they won't tell you about chemtrails. It's a no-no. Don't talk about it. And they won't tell you about the secret world organizations. And, you know, it's like they don't exist. You know, I was looking up on chemtrails and what was actually how people have desperately tried to get the government interested in this. And it's been somewhere, I didn't even do a count, but at a quick glance, it looked like somewhere between 50 and 100 times the U.S. government has been approached by citizens or groups concerned about chemtrails, and nothing was ever done. You know, is that sick or what? That's our no good, worthless federal government. You know, I mean, their lack of action classifies them as basically traitors. I mean, they're not intentional traitors, but their lack of action puts them in that category, basically, because they're allowing us, American society, to be destroyed by their lack of action, you know? Look at what the nonsense going on now. You know, they're talking about hacking by the Russians. And, you know, it's what a waste of time. How is that going to help the American people? Not to mention the fact that the information had come out in the last election back in 2012, that the machines were all hackable. All the electronic machines were hackable. And they never changed the machines. Now, that's what we should be talking about. Well, how could we allow the 2016 election to go through? I mean, it's an illegal election because we had an election with machines that were hackable. And high school student could have hacked into those machines and probably made it look like it was the Russians, you know, I mean, and of course the secret world government did it too, and I've mentioned before on other shows, the CIA really picks the president. Now they go, they tell him, listen, we have the time travel machine, and they go up to either the Democrat or Republican candidate, because they want those party politics candidates, because they're not free thinkers, basically, and they end up being controlled by their party and other people that are laying in wait in the government plants put there by the secret world government. I mean, they have their little cockroaches hidden in the walls in every major organization and group in the world, including the United States. I mean, yes, there is a secret world government. We don't have to worry about who they are in particular. We just need to accept the fact that they're there, and they're not serving the interests of the human race. They're serving their puppet masters, who are the intelligent creatures from other worlds that want to take us over. And I talk about this in regards to science fiction movies, too, which is an important thing about science fiction movies. You know, a lot of truth is put out in science fiction movies, and it's declared to be science fiction because that way people can't be prosecuted. Like, it's a form of protection. And people have been using science fiction movies that wanted to bring out truths about what's going on behind the scenes for ages. It started back in, I guess, big time in the early 50s. And I've come up with the conclusion, and when I tell this conclusion to people in regards to science fiction movies, just about everybody agrees with it, that has watched a few science fiction movies. They agree, yeah, that's probably it. You know? And this is what my theory says. Connected Dots Theory says that the plots of science fiction TV shows and movies are always revealing at least one of three possibilities in regard to the story actually being true. A science fiction story will be revealing to us something about one of the following categories. One, the past. The events of the story have already happened, and our present-day society is just not aware of the historical fact. Two, the science fiction movie is revealing something about the present time. The story is revealing to us what is happening to the people of Earth right now, even though we might not be aware of it. And three, the science fiction movie could be revealing to us something that is bound to happen in the future. The story is a warning as to what could happen if mankind allows itself to be either tricked, manipulated, or conquered in ways similar to the scenario being acted out on the video screen. Now, just about every science fiction movie falls into one of these categories. And so next time you watch a science fiction movie, you ought to take it seriously. I'll give some examples. I won't go through them all, but I'll give you an example as early as 1952. You know, I picked this up from a DVD I bought in one of the stores that sells them, you know. It was from a TV series called Tales of Tomorrow, way back in 1952, way before the Twilight Zone. An episode titled Appointment on Mars. And it goes like this. A spaceship of explorers from Earth go searching for mineral deposits, valuable mineral deposits on Mars. Well, they find what they're looking for, plenty of uranium ore all over the place on Mars, and they're oh so happy, a three-man team. Well, invisible beings on Mars are aware of the Earthlings on their planet, and these invisible beings use their telepathic abilities to manipulate the three-man astronaut team of mineral prospectors from Earth into falsely accusing each other and then killing each other. And the story exemplifies how easy it is for invisible beings to trick us into destroying ourselves. Well, that scenario is playing out every day on planet Earth, whether you know it or not. Then there's Twilight Zone episodes, a particular one I list. It's called The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. Maybe you've heard of it. Certainly can buy it in any DVD store. It even was out on VHS tape when they were still selling the VHS tapes. So this 1960 Twilight episode clearly demonstrates how a superior race of ETs could easily trick the people of Earth into killing each other. Check it out, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street. Everybody should view this one and then realize that this is being done to us right now in many ways. And of course, one of my favorites, I had to list this one. The classic sci-fi movie from 1988, I believe, titled They Live. Famous wrestler Roddy Piper was in it. This movie leaves no stone unturned in exposing present-day conspiracies being implemented against mankind. And we should seriously heed its numerous warnings. Let's examine just some of the things, revealed in this movie. The ETs have disguised themselves to look like humans, and everybody is being fooled unless they put on a pair of special sunglasses that allows you to see what the aliens really look like. Then you quickly discover that the aliens are walking amongst human beings everywhere. And most politicians are creepy-looking aliens wearing suits and ties. The special sunglasses also enable you to see the subliminal messages hidden in billboard advertisements that say, "Listen to authorities and obey." They're everywhere. Every billboard has these on them, apparently. And they could, in real life, right now. Connected Dots Theory concludes that anybody who has successfully viewed the hidden pictures in a Magic Eye 3D illusion book, I have a couple of them. You ought to go out and buy one. When you learn to successfully view the hidden pictures in the Magic Eye 3D illusion book, you'll have no trouble in comprehending how well something can be hidden right in front of you. Have you noticed that virtually every time so-called important people are speaking in front of the TV cameras, they are standing in front of a big blue colored billboard that's mostly blank, but for a few small words, you know, advertising the name of a bank or something like that. Well, in all those big blue empty spaces, I'll venture to say there's plenty of subliminal messages that your eyes will pick up, but you won't consciously be aware of your eyes picking them up. And they probably are words like obey and listen to authorities. Also in this movie, the alien-controlled, and the movie I'm talking about is They Live, 1988 movie. So also in this movie, They Live, the alien-controlled government is continuously broadcasting benumbing frequencies to further turn the common people into sheeple. It has been revealed that in our present-day world, evil ET entities are broadcasting negative frequencies into the atmosphere of planet Earth from other planets or even other zones of reality in the universe at far distances from here. And this is being done to keep our human race subdued and always fighting amongst ourselves, because that way they can come here and control us and use us to do things like mine minerals for them, and then they can steal them from us without anyone knowing. You know, I mentioned in my book, is there any gold left in Fort Knox? Probably not. You know, it's just, we're told there's gold there, but it's probably all been taken by the ETs already. Gold's a valuable product. It's more valuable for other things than just money. And of course, money is just something that it was actually the extraterrestrials created that for us. You know, people use barter by, a natural evolution. We learn to barter for things, trade for things. The idea of money is an extraterrestrial idea. And it was given to the human race when they decided to give us our first city-state civilization. Yes, that's right. It was given to us by the the controllers of mankind for 300,000 years. It's all documented in books by Zachariah Sitchin. You know, may he rest in peace. But thankfully to him, we learned the historical record of the human race back 450,000 years. And much of that information hasn't even been deciphered yet, but from what we have learned, yes, the human race has been a slave race for over 300,000 years, a large portion of the world. Sure, there were small pockets that were living free still. But once they set up us with our first city state, which was the Sumerian culture, and they set up the whole program that we still use today. In fact, as the record goes, the historical Sumerian records go, people back in 3800 BC were complaining about the authorities misusing their power back then, just like today. Isn't that funny? And they had legal systems and they had school systems back then. And of course, well, with school, it was to learn how to do the chores they had in mind for you to do. And that's what we're still using school for, basically. I mean, there's a little real education now, but, you know, I've mentioned it before, they don't tell you, the human being, who you are as a human being. They keep from you the truth about your abilities, your intuition, your ability to receive telepathic communication, your power of will. You know, let me just read a similar paragraph I have in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hopefully to entice you to go out and buy the book, because the book is filled with wisdom, philosophy, and just common sense. Connected Dots Theory concludes that any time the truly concerned people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, our adversaries, whomever they may be, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And sure, the extraterrestrials are adversaries, and any other group that wants to control the human race are the adversaries of the good people. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. Same thing's true for religions. Every time a religion was ever set up, it wasn't long before the adversaries of that religion were taking it down. You know, it's simple. Subliminal suggestions. You know, there are real overseers of mankind that legitimately represent the spiritual authorities who rule the universe, who represent the real God, and they have their moments in time when they reveal to us information that they believe is necessary to be revealed to us. But no sooner than the information is revealed, the bad interpretations of that those revelations are subliminally sent to us. So before we know it, we're distorting the truth that was given to us. And this happens to all religions, you know, and that's why orthodox religions don't free people or really teach them how to make use of your, we can call it God-given gift of free will. They take away your free will. And that's what's very unfortunate in people who join up religions. They go to their services, their events, and they listen to people spewing bad interpretations. Sure, some of the good interpretations live on and are practiced, but they're mixed in with the bad interpretations, and that keeps everything out of kilter, and that prevents spiritual progression. And then the misinterpretation of the original revelations given to men over the years lead to traditions which enslave the people that participate in that religion. And religion becomes another form of enslavement and control. And this has happened to all the religions on Earth. And because people are not thinking, you know, it should be common sense. In order to progress, change is necessary. You can't hold on to traditions to the point of you stagnant thinking. You know, traditions can be good as long as you keep the door open for change. Because to evolve requires change. It's just common sense. And you can't have common sense if you don't learn how to think for yourself. And that's the most important thing about life, is to learn to think for yourself. And I don't know what to say. I mean, that's self-explanatory. It should be self-explanatory. But let me just get off that for a second and go back to some philosophy I have here in my theory. I'll read it right out of the text. And my theory says that in one way or another, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. And to take that further, any person who claims to be neutral in regard to rejecting evil versus not rejecting evil, that individual is part of the problem. And, of course, the true enemies of mankind have always been the anti-God invisible beings, the demons, the fallen angels, the ones we can't see, but they use their subliminal suggestions to pervert our thinking and get us to do things that aren't just not good, and also the visible aliens. You know, we talk about them nowadays, the grays, and the flying saucers, and I mention a lot in my book the Niberians, the beings from the 12th planet who came here 450,000 years ago, basically, and started to enslave the race, about our human race, about 300,000 years ago, plus all through our DNA. And these are the visible aliens. And there's plenty of people out there who have also seen the Dracos from the constellation Draco, obviously. These are the ones that look like, they look like horrible creatures. You know, probably the legendary Jersey Devil is one of these Dracos. You know, they got wings, they've got glowing red eyes. They've got, they got a horrible look to them, scary looking. And supposedly they can fly, and they're unfriendly. And supposedly they're hiding on Earth underground. So just one more of the many negative groups that are on our planet. And philosophically speaking, I mentioned about intuition and logic and using it. And I mentioned the statement, let both intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let your common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. And that's important information for living life. My theory also says it's extremely important for people to make a sincere attempt to connect the dots of life while they are in the act of living in the moment, as well as looking back in retrospect. If you are paying attention to the events transpiring in your personal life, you may be able to notice, via coincidences, that your life is definitely being indirectly interacted with by caring invisible entities. Yes, they are good invisible entities. Except, like Star Trek's prime directive, they obey the law of not interfering with more primitive creatures like human beings. Unfortunately, that is a dilemma for us here on Earth, because the negative not of this earth creatures, the negative note creatures who are here, abuses to know and interfere in our affairs, and use us and abuse us continuously. And because they're invisible, most of them, who abuse us, they just stay out of sight if they can be seen, we are at a loss to solve our problems because all our problems are being created by these note creatures, not of this earth creatures. It's a phrase I coined, note creatures, an acronym, not of this earth creatures. What else have I coined in this theory? More reason for you to buy the book. Plans designed to fail. Yes, the whole human race is following plans designed to fail. Who designs these plans? The people that want to take us over. The world globalists, the world control groups, the secret world government. They're giving us all plans and enough rope to hang ourselves, and we're stupidly following these plans designed to fail because we're not thinking for ourselves. We're following orders. Chain of command structures are being used against us. And I said before, and I said again, we need exceptions to chain of command structures because they are being used against us, and they will bring us to our own death. Because most of the chain of command structures have been infiltrated by the world control groups. This is a reality. Proof to me it's not so. The fact that all the stupid decisions being made is proof it's so. We're coming to the end of the show, but this show is about not only about my running for president. And already I think I've proved, if you listen to the shows, that I am the most qualified person to be the president because I have the knowledge of what's going on and all the shams and, you know, how things need to be worked out because I'm good at solving problems. But I'm also a singer-songwriter. I'm going to be the only singer-songwriter ever to, and recording artist ever to be run for president of the United States. And I've got this CD out now called Songs Better Than Dylan. And I'm just going to read you the titles of the songs in the order they appear. I'll give you the number. Number one, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be self-empowered. Second song, The Common Man. The third song, You Think You Know It All. Fourth song, It Is Easy. Talks about it's easy to give love. It really is, it's a good song to listen to. Five, New Age Spider. It's about weaving metaphysical webs. The sixth song, Fine Tune My Guitar, and plays a song that will go far, travel out beyond this world. And music does travel out beyond this world. When you get an understanding how science works, you'll understand that it goes from one dimension to the other. When you hit a C note in this dimension, it hits a C note in all the other dimensions. Believe it, it's true. Investigate for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Song seven, The Skybird. Very philosophical song. The song eight, Place Called Paradise. Another philosophical song. Song 9, Jerusalem. The song that has the solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The only real solution. Song 10, We Don't See How We're Trapped. And boy, the human race is trapped under the control of the world control groups. And I sing about it. Song 11, The Earth, She Loves You. Hey, think of the earth as a living entity because it is, and the earth does love us because we're her children. I sing about it. 12, The New Green Cafe, a very philosophical short song. song 13, thank you. Well, self-explanatory. Song 14, by the conviction of your words. Another philosophical song. Song 15, Anatomy, talks about the differences and the likenesses of men and women. Song 16, Ain't No Justice, believe me, it spells it out. In this world, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this, and I sing about it. You listen to it, you'll understand it completely. Song 17, Truthful to Yourself. Sometimes it's the hardest thing, and I sing about it. 18, I Just Gotta Do What I Want. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to do what they want. Song 19, You Didn't Care About Me. Well, it speaks for itself. Song 20, Fifi. Yes. I actually went out with a girl named Fifi one time. And guess what? She was from Paris. How about that? You can't make these stories up. They're real. Song 21, Are You the Partying Kind? Well, you listen to it, and you'll have to decide for yourself whether you are. Song 22, This Is Your Sunny Day. Well, that's the way to look at things, that this is your sunny day, and if it isn't, you make it your sunny day. Philosophical. And song 23, the last song on the CD, Time to Move On, and well, it speaks for itself. So this is the end of the show, and please go on my bio on the radio network, and you get the mailing address. I'm asking $10 for the CD. This is how I have to run my campaign. Remember, I'm the only presidential candidate ever to give you something for your donation. If you mail me check or money order, and a request for a receipt, and then you'll get your $10 back as a political donation. For real. Anyhow, it's 2 a.m. on the East Coast, and a little after 11, California. And my request now to the engineer is, as I do before I do the countdown, as you play my theme song, which is the end of one of my rock and roll songs. Yes, I have another CD of rock and roll songs, but we'll talk about that another day. Followed by the first song on my CD entitled Songs Better Than Dylan. The titles I just read to you, and the first song is I Gotta Be Somebody. So, Mr. Engineer, you know what to do. Play my end theme song and the first song off my CD. I'll do the countdown for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Tune in next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 1, BBS. 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. eyes, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All known, I was here, took my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.